I'm Cadence Crumble of the KBPS student staff, and my guest is newly selected Rose Festival Princess Jaylee Sloan of Jefferson High School. First of all, congratulations on your selection and welcome to KBPS.
Thank you.
Of course. So you're a Rose Festival Princess now. How does it feel?
It feels great. I've always wanted to be a princess, and actually living out the dream is a blessing.
I like that. Why did you want to be a Rose Festival Princess? Like, what drove you to work so hard for this and see it all the way through?
Because since growing up, I've always went to every parade, and each time I saw the princesses, it was just the most beautiful part for me. And I always just wanted to be in that when I got older, like aspired for it.
What made you want to represent Jefferson High School? Like, how does it feel to rep Jeff?
It feels great because I'm a second generation graduate. My mom went there as well. So it's just nice to actually have my name on something and be an alumni.
What was your community's reaction to your selection?
Since I had recently transferred, a lot of people didn't really know me, but now after the past 2 weeks, I've noticed that a lot of people have connected with me. Like when they see me in the halls, they're like, "Oh, you're Jaylee," and I'm just like, "Hi!" Like I've met a lot of more people now. It's great.
So due to that, so like how have you reacted to having support? Have you had support from Benson kids? Those listening and who don't know, Jaylee used to go to Benson High School, which is where we're broad streaming or live streaming from right now. And so are you getting support from your old friends?
Yeah, a lot of them have texted me as well.
That's good. How did you find the confidence to do this?
My mom actually pushed me towards doing it because if this was me a year ago today, I'm like a very, everybody knows I'm the anxious girl who's scared to even do a presentation in front of the class. So I'm just glad she pushed me to actually do it and get out there.
That's what's up, yeah. So when I'm looking at your bio, you could see a lot more about you and who you are as a person and the things that you aspire to do. We can see that you like art and you're pretty active in your extracurricular activities, those being honor roll, BSU and Black Girl Magic. So what does Black Girl Magic mean to you? And what do you do to try to like push other people to, like pursue that and be like, I'm Black, this is dope, and just being you.
It feels great, just being yourself unapologetically and being heard, just like everybody loving you for you. It's just a good feeling.
So, what is this year's theme and what does it mean to you?
This year's theme is reunion, and reunion means to me just like being back together, and like that's what's mostly important for all of us during this COVID pandemic, just being back together and having a sense of reality again and like just moving forward and not dwelling on what's been happening the past 2 years.
I saw in your bio you were talking about how you feel like this is going to be almost a reset for the community.
Yeah.
It's going to be a very positive thing and like a weird time. We have the whole Russia-Ukraine thing going on and it's just a mess. So I think this is also going to be a dope thing to have everybody in the community come together and just have a positive thing happening. So tell me a little bit about the things that you do inside and outside of school. So your hobbies.
Inside of school, I'm a part of this thing called On Track OHSU. Recently, before I transferred from Benson, I was a part of Health Doc as well. So they were able to transfer me over to their sort of Health Doc thing. So I'm still a part of the medical stuff that I want to be a part of because I want to go into the nursing field. And outside of school, the other hobbies I have is just thrift shopping and drawing.
So why do you want to be a nurse? Like, has there been anything in your life that is like specifically driven you to that? Like, what makes you want to be in the medical field?
I'd like to be a nurse because the mortality rates is way like the rates are way different compared on what your race is, and I feel like we need more people of color in the nursing field specifically for mothers to feel heard and like respected and comfortable to actually come to the hospitals and stuff and like feel like their kid is actually going to come out alive. So I feel like going into that field is like mostly my calling.
That is important though. You're very right about the whole mortality rate thing. I don't know if we can get this real on this interview, but there's a lot more fatalities, like you said, when Black women are giving birth. And also when Black women are in like pain and stuff, doctors are less likely to give you the medication you're asking for and all that stuff. So I really respect that. That's why you want to be a nurse. So you talked about thrift shopping a little bit. So where is your favorite place to go shopping when you're thrifting?
I say Rerun.
Reruns?
They have a lot of stuff. Like, they have, like, furniture. It's not just clothes. They have furniture, shoes, stuff for your house. I just like how it's a good variety of stuff.
Mm-hmm. That's over by Irvington, right?
Yeah, it's right across the street from the park.
Okay. What is your favorite artist?
Summer Walker.
Yeah, why? What's your favorite song?
Ooh, I can't even pick. She has so many good ones. I'd say Throw It Away on her new recent
album.
Yeah.
I think that's all the questions I have for you today. I just want to say thank you so much for coming and having the time to be here today, even with all the complications. Once again, I've been speaking with Rose Festival Princess Jaylee Sloan from Jefferson High School. I'm Cadence Crumble, reporting for AM 1450 KBPS.
Thank you for having me.